702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
So tied to all of this, yesterday the EFF leader, Julius Malema, announced that the EFF would no longer be in business with the IFP. They've cut coalitions with the IFP. They'll vote against the IFP in any votes of no confidence. And that's also on the back of the fact that the EFF is now talking to the ANC. So today the IFP's leadership held a press conference in Durban. The IFP leader, Vilenkosini Glabisa, speaking there. Have a listen.
The IFP will not be threatened by any political party and will not be pushed into any corner. We will not betray the trust of the voters they gave to us. Good luck to the EFF in its intended marriage with the failed ANC to deliver services in our country. People of South Africa will be a judge to judge them, whether harshly or softly, in 2024, we remain with our dignity, with our ethics. We will not compromise and get into an unholy alliance. The EFF can go. We don't mind. We are not desperate. We will continue on the path of growing the party and meeting the needs of our people as we are doing on a daily basis.
So that's the IFP leader, Vilenkosini Glabisa, speaking earlier. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, KZN EWN correspondent, reporter, watching that for us. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What is the overall sense from the IFP about what Julius Malema has been saying?
Well, Mandy, good afternoon. I quote the Secretary General of the party, that's Lula, when he says the EFF and the ANC can in fact go to hell, close quote. He's basically speaking after what Julius Malema said to the party's plenum. You recall that Julius Malema has urged all EFF deputy mayors here in KwaZulu-Natal. You recall that all those deputy mayors for the EFF in this province are basically in the municipalities where the EFF is supporting the IFP. Then the EFF leader Julius Malema urging them to cut all ties with the party, to resign in fact with immediate effect. But the IFP says regardless of the EFF no longer supporting them in the 8 municipalities where they enjoy their support here in the province, it says they only stand risk of losing one municipality, which is Amaphumulo. He's basically saying that one of the reasons why Julius Malema ended the relationship the IFP and the EFF had in this province is says the EFF approached the IFP saying they want to run Umhlathuzi municipality in Richards Bay, but with the IFP refusing, then it resulted to this. But also their working relationship with the ANC now, Mandy.
Sure. And what do they believe is at the heart of all of this? Why did it reach this point with the EFF and the IFP?
Well, according to Vilenkosini Glabisa, is that they've now went to work with their enemies, which is the ANC. They basically see the EFF as though it is one party that does not keep to their word. In fact, IFP President Vilenkosini Glabisa went about quoting Julius Malema, telling members of the media that he'd recall that he had a problem with Thabo Mbeki when he was not president, but now he's cool. He had a problem with Zuma when he was president, but now they are cool. So he was basically saying that this is the same when it comes to the working relationship between the parties, saying that the EFF did not want at some stage to work with the ANC, labeling it as a corrupt party, but now they are now working together. He even said, and I quote, "A bird of the same feather flock together," saying that the ANC, the EFF is no different to the ANC. In fact, many also, I think what also the IFP is unhappy about with those old deals here is that when they wanted to run Umhlathuzi, the IFP said to the EFF they cannot allow that to happen because it would be betraying their voters in that particular region. But they then said they can only speak though for the EFF with the DA in Etchegui meeting, to say with the numbers that the EFF and the DA have in the Etchegui municipality, they could be able to form a coalition which will then allow the EFF to also participate in that particular city in that regard, meaning they will then both be able to kick the ANC out. But the EFF did not want to agree with the IFP in that regard. That's why we are here mainly.
Nhlanhla, thank you. Nhlanhla Mabaso, KZN EWN reporter, giving us an update there on the IFP press conference called earlier today.